mentions this year should be a special school ceremony of Bas Shiyichu. Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Shmuel, Maris Chaim, Sikon, Maris Atachan, Bas Meir Zev. The Rambam, in the fourth parak of Ochus Klei Mikdash, Lachi Yit Beis writes, Umimanim Kohen Gadol, who Rosh Lekol HaKohanim, you appoint a Kohen Gadol, is the head of all the Kohanim, Rosh Lekol HaKohanim, Rosh Lekol HaKohanim, Rosh Lekol HaKohanim, Rosh Lekol HaKohanim, you anoint him with the anointing oil, and you enclose him with the big day kahuna gedola, v'main sham shem, etc. V'main sham shem and mishcha. Marbim also big day gedola gola bilva. And if there's no shem and a mishcha, then you just do the ribui begadim. You just wear the shemana begadim, the eighth garment of the kohen gadol, etc. Kshem shemay misrabe b'shem and a mishcha, kach misrabe b'begadim. And just like he can be anointed and appointed, anointed and appointed with the shem and a mishcha, so too he's appointed through the Levishas HaBigodim. That's the Rambam in the fourth parak of the Klei Mikdash Halacha Yud Beis. In Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ketzad Marvin Osa Begadim, how do you do this Ribui Begadim? Lovi Shimona Begadim, Poshim Chosv Loshim Lamachar, Shivas Yom Yom Rechayom. He wears the clothing for 7 days, puts them on, takes them off for 7 days. Shem Shech Ribui Begadim Zayin, Kach Mashiach Hashem Anem Shechayom, Shiva, Yom Achariyom. Just like the Ribu Gadim is 7 days, so to the Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha is 7 days, day after day. V'im Avar, Kodim Shis Rabbi B'Gadim Kol Shiva. Oh, Kodim Shimshach Kol Shiva, but that's V'Ksheira. V'im Avar, if he worked before the Ribu B'Gadim all seven, or before the Mashiach all seven, it's Kasher. Hol V'Nis Rabbi O'Nimshach Pam Achas Nasa Koin L'Chol Goin Gadol L'Chol Dovo. If he has Ribu B'Gadim or Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, even one time, he becomes a Kohen Gadol L'chol Davar. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, Kedarko. Nira Midvarav Yomim Shahaya Behem Mashiach Aloya Oved Ve'ein Zeh Menach Chochma Elekshom Nisah B'Shivim Nivinim Shach Shiva Tevinan Shiva L'chatchila Ani Mila Avoides Yom HaKippurim Aval Avoides Oysam HaYomim B'chol Yom Oved B'Shmoyne B'Gadim. That it would seem from the Rambam that the days that he would be anointed with the oil, he wouldn't work. And it's not wise to say that. The Ribui Begadim and the Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha for 7 days is only talking about for Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But La'Avodas Oysim HaYomim, if it's not Yom Kippur, for before Yom Kippur you need 7 days. But you can work those days, because as long as it's not Yom Kippur, you don't need 7 days. One's enough. So we see that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. If it's mutter la'avod l'chatchila with the Shmoyne Begadim and those 7 days where the Kohen Gadol was nimshach u'misrabe b'begadim, according to the Rambam, l'chatchila he shouldn't work those 7 days. L'chatchila he should have the Mashiach on the Ribui 7 days and then do the Avodah. According to the Ravid, that's Dafka Avodas Yom HaKippurim. There you need Lechatchila Ribui Zayim. But Lavodas Shayim Osa Shana, Mutter Lechatchila Lavod B'Shmoyne Begadim, after he had Ribui one time. B'Tzorich Biur B'Mai Pligi. So we have to understand what is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And we are going to go on the derech of the Gaon HaBilti Nishkach HaRav Mordechai Elefant Zichrono Livracha. Shitas HaRambam is that it's enough just to have Levisha in order to be appointed Kohen Gadol, and you don't need to do the Avoda together with the Levisha. Because Ladas HaRambam Lechatchila Asur Lo Lavod B'Yamim Ela Kodesh Shenitrabah Sheva Yamim. Because according to the Rambam, you're not allowed Lechatchila, you're not allowed to do Avoda in these days before 7 days pass. So what does he do? He just wears the clothing for 7 days. He doesn't have to do Avoda. He just wears the clothing for 7 days. That's the Lechatchilatic way of doing things. And moreover, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Zayin says that according to the Shita of the Rambam, we require Dafka Sheyilbash HaBegodim B'lo Avoda. Avalim Avod Behem Avoda Lo Haveribui. We require that he should wear the Begodim without Avoda. But if he does avodah, that's not considered ribui, because we require levisha l'shem ribui, levisha for the sake of being appointed kohen gadol, and not l'shem avodah. And his medayik is from the Rambam, who writes lo veishmona begadim uposhtan v'chozer v'lovshan l'mochar, that he wears the shemayna begadim, he takes them off, and then he wears them again the next day. Smashin, we require levisha alone with no avoda. However, Rashi in Yuma 5a in Dibur Masul Ribui Shiva writes sheyishamesh kohen gadol shiva yomim ritzufim kishemimanim oso bikehuna gedola v'yilbash shmoine begodim b'shas avoda, that he should serve as kohen gadol for 7 consecutive days when you appoint him as kohen gadol, and he should wear the shmoine begadim b'shas avoda. Kumtois, that the Rashi is arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam holds no avoda with the levishas begadim, and Rashi holds that there should be avoda. He should do the service while wearing the clothing. Old man yin. Hagvurot ari biyuma b'dibur matchil ribui is tamei on the Rambam from the sugi in Yuma 12a. The Gemara there says, where there's a psul to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur after the Tamid Shel Shachar, how are you mechanech the Kohen Gadol who serves in his stead, the relief Kohen Gadol? And Abaye says that he wears the Shemayna Begadim and he's mehapich b'tzinoire. He takes the fork and he sticks it on the fire and where the meat is and he where the emurim are, and he moves them around a little bit to hasten the burning. So that's mehapich b'tzinoira. So according to the Rambam, why does he have to be mehapich b'tzinoira? Why does he have to do an avoda? Let him just wear the shemayna begadim without avoda, and through this he becomes kohen gadol. And gam ikar sugya muchach ken. It says there pshita iru b'psul kodim tamid shel shachar mechanchen also b'tamid shel shachar. So if the psul happened before the tamid shel shachar, then you're mechanichim with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Shaila is what happens if the psul happens after the Tamid Shel Shachar. But according to the Rambam, what's the nafkamina between before Tamid Shel Shachar and after Tamid Shel Shachar? Even before the Tamid Shel Shachar, he doesn't have to work to do to be misrab and to be mischanich. It's enough for him to do levisha. So sai before the Tamid Shel Shachar, sai after the Tamid Shachar, let him wear the begadim, and out is b'seidah. However, the Gvur Sari doesn't let Rashi doesn't give Rashi a break either. He also asks on Rashi, because in the Ribui of Aaron for 7 days in the Shivas Me'amiluim, there was no avoda with the levisha, because Moshe Rabbeinu was mishamish in those days and not a Aaron, like we see in Tainus 11b. So it's muchach like the Rambam that levisha alone is enough. So from Aaron, it's muchach like the Rambam. Od yesh la'ayin. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Klei Mikdash, Halacha Yud Beis, u'moshchan oso b'shemen ha'mishcha, u'malbishan oso bigdei kehuna gedola. You anoint him with the shemen ha'mishcha, and you enclothe him with the begadim of the kahuna gedola. So it's mashma that there's a special din lehalbisho, that we dress him, malbishin oso, we put the clothing on him. So what's the makor of this din that malbishim oso? Why isn't it enough that he wear the clothing himself? The Rambam also writes there in the 15th halacha, "Vein moshchan also ela b'yom, etc. V'chenim nisrabe b'begodim b'lvad v'ein mar b'moisoi ela b'yom." The meshicha is only by day. The ribui begodim is only by day. Frekli or sameach oy bazoi. where the psul happens to the Kohen Gadol at night, before the Trumas HaDeshen, b'mem mechanchim et hasheni leharim hadeshen. Harei ein mar b'moso b'alayla. Let's say the psul happens at night before the Trumas HaDeshen. How do you inaugurate the relief Kohen Gadol to do Trumas HaDeshen? Harei ein mar b'moso b'alayla. There's no riboy at night. There's no appointment at night. What are you going to do if the psul happens at night before the Trumas HaDeshen, which is before day? So the Or Sameach writes that the Rambam is l'shitaso in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Trumas HaDeshen doesn't have to be b'Kohen Gadol. What about those shitas who hold the Trumas HaDeshen, which is an Avodas Laila, is done dafka by the Kohen Gadol? And b'toisus yumachofom et beiz diwar maschol mishum u'bebal hama'or u'milchamos chavavom et beiz, that the Avod of Trumas HaDeshen is dafka with the Kohen Gadol. So what are you going to do if there's a relief Kohen Gadol? How are you marbim? How are you appointing him? There's no begadim, there's no mashicha b'shem and ha'mishcha. So we have a lot of issues to work out over here, and it's always gratifying to see the kashas, get the wheels turning in the brain. And b'rtzos Hashem darkeinu, in the next shir, we will see a mahalach to explain this inyan, and we will see bezrat Hashem niflaot mitorat Hashem mitbarach. So please, sweet friends, stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. And we should remember that Sof Davar Hakol Nishma Ve'et Elokim Yira Ve'et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Together we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.